stuff on here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in this evening as we share in the study of the all-powerful, all-sustaining, infallible Word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, and especially you, but more than anything, we give God glory as well as we join together to praise God for his presence and another opportunity again to come and share in his word. Tonight we have Pastor Jasper Whitehurst who will be bringing forth the word, but before we go into the study of the word, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, because when the praises go up, oh, we know that the blessings come back down. So listen and be blessed by the song by J.J. Harrison, which tells us there will be, not might be, but there will be glory after this. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
There will be victory.
There will be victory.
I've heard it.
after this. I just love that song because it's so encouraging. No matter what you're going through, when you are a child of God, all you got to do is just trust him. And when you trust him and stand on his word, he promises that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never fail. And so because of that, we know that whatever the situation or circumstance may be, because he's working it all together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose, there will be glory after this. We give God all the praise and honor. Yes, we do tonight, and we thank God again for another opportunity to share in his word. Would you bow your heads with me? And then we're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. And the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise. We thank you for being God. There is none like you, and Lord God, in all of heaven and earth. You are God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord God, Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are El Elyon. You are El Shaddai, God Almighty. Oh, yes, you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for gracing us with your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that covers us, soaks us, seals us each and every moment, second hour of the day and night. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Lord God, again for this time of sharing in your word. And now we ask, Lord God, that you anoint the man of the hour tonight afresh, Father God. Let him speak forth your word boldly, Lord God, with courage, Heavenly Father. Let him speak forth your word without hesitation or reservation, Lord God. Let your word go forth and let it accomplish that for which it has been sent and purpose to accomplish, Father. May it be grace until those that have an ear to hear what thus says the Spirit of the Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God on today. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Lord, we thank you for one more God. Thank God for my wife and family, Lord. Thank God for
thank
our
God.
Sons and daughters, Lord. Thank God for your blessing, your protection, Lord, and your provision always, Lord. Thank you for ever-present, Father, Lord. Thank
yes.
God for your goodness, Lord. That thy will be done. In Jesus' name
amen.
We pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to start right off into the dive into the word of God. Amen. We're going to get started here. And we're going to start in John chapter 4. John chapter 4, we're going to talk about some things that Jesus saw at the time. Him and his disciples will come over the location of Samaria. And go ahead. John chapter 4, verse 25.
25 to 29.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. John chapter 4, verse 29. 20 verses 25 through 29, and it reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come, see a man which told me all these things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you. To God be the glory. the time before the night will be come, see a man. Come see a man. Amen. We get an introduction here in the Word of God. Most of it is coming from John chapter 4. Amen. Most of it will be coming from that direction. Jesus, him and disciples went to Samaria. And God had appointed him to do that for a reason, for a purpose. Amen. And so Jesus and the disciples had left on the journey to go to Samaria. And at that time, you might say that Samaritan woman meets her Messiah. She didn't know at the time. She didn't know it was going to be a Messiah. But she meet her Messiah face to face. And at that time, there was bitterness and hatred between the Jews and the Samaritans.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have a great relationship at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did not like one another. They didn't like being in each other's presence. They didn't like dealing with each other. They had some prejudice there among one another and so forth. They just didn't like each other. Amen? Mm-hmm. Sound familiar? They didn't like each other. One another, and they couldn't stand one another, and this ran deep with them, ran very deep. The dislike and the distaste and the distrust, it was just awful toward one another, toward family, prejudice they had toward each other, bias and so forth. Yes, all of that, and they had no communication between one another. They had no business transaction. They had no marketplace functions. They had no Facebook page. They had no Twitter account. They had no Instagram account. They had no FaceTime, praise God. They had no family reunion. What? They had no family reunions whatsoever. Amen. They had no one down loose conference at that time. No, they did not. They had none of that going on for them at the time. They just didn't like each other. Amen. But God. But God. And Jesus came on the scene. Jesus gave him a men interview with this woman here at the well. When the disciples went out to get some food, he stayed by and talked to the woman and gave this Samaritan woman. Amen. Jesus was engaging her in his outreach program at the time, outreach ministry of Samaritan with this Samaritan woman. And he reached out to her. And he reached out to her in what? In love. Love God, love people. He reached out to her in love, godly love. Amen. Godly love. Reach out to her and she came later on and said, "Come see a man." Before that occurred, Jesus was talking to her. So Jesus was portraying his full human side, and also he was portraying his full deity as the man that he had, the Son of the Most High God. Jesus was being our Savior, he was being our Redeemer, he was being a High Priest, and he was being all that and so much more. This woman, this stranger at the well, amen. Who could be touched with no other than our needs and our feelings, like Jesus can, our weaknesses and our infirmities, nobody but Jesus, the Son of the living God, for he has felt all this in us, who we are as people, and those that carry things around in their hearts and their mind and spirit. But this is his life that God has given him. This was his assignment. This was who God made him to be, Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, the true Messiah, the true Redeemer of our soul. Amen. According to Isaiah 53:3-5. Jesus is the one. Amen. He is our author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is our high priest. He's the chief cornerstone. Amen. He's our chief apostle. Our compassionate high priest. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seeing then, at that time, we have a great high priest who had passed through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. I'm reading from Hebrew chapter 4, verse 14-15. He had passed through heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, through our confession, truly. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Yes, he can. But in all points, tempted as we are, but yet without sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. The sinless Lamb of God, without sin. Only he can do that. Favor for our sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Thank God for everlasting mercy. Maintain mercy and find grace, dispensational grace, find grace to help in a time of need. We thank God to find grace for help in a time of need, no matter what your circumstance, no matter what your situation, no matter what your journey, no matter what your trials and testing. God can get policy. God can give you grace in time of need. For God's grace is more than sufficient for you and for I. And you try through the life journey, test and trial and tribulation, God's grace is sufficient. More than enough. Amen. More than enough is God, the holy divine grace. Amen. No matter what you are going through, no matter what your situation, your circumstance, God's grace is sufficient. And his word is true from beginning to end. His word is true. No matter what happens, what takes place, don't change the word of God. The word of God don't divinate. It doesn't change the power whatsoever. There's no failure in God, and there's no failure in his word. Amen? None whatsoever. Jesus cares about you, what you're doing. He cares about us. God said that he is concerned about what you're concerned about, our health, amen, our family, situation, our circumstances. You can rely and trust in God. No matter what your physical illness happen to be, no matter what's going on in your life, your financial needs, God cares about you. Amen? He cares about what you're going through. Jesus experienced human weaknesses. Amen? He experienced disappointment. He experienced rejection. He experienced all kinds of alienation. He experienced all of that. Intense pain. He experienced all of that. So he understands about what's going on, what you're going through, what we're going through as a people of God, as a child of Most High God. Amen? We can go to him with everything to our Lord in prayer, everything, you know, pray to God without ceasing, because he has experienced that some of those things himself, amen? He had an idea of what we're going through, and he said he never leave you, never forsake us, amen? So he has understanding of what's happening, what's going through in your life, in my life, in your life journey, amen? Trust in him, trust in his word, and don't forsake him, and he will not forsake you. For greater he that sent me than the world, amen? Greater measure of faith, greater measure of God's grace, and he shall be there from beginning to the end. Amen? You can trust in that. On tonight, I have 3 points of power. On today, 3 points of power. Come see a man. Come see a man. Okay, let's come see a man who what? Who transformed my life through the power of God. There was a woman saying, some other woman saying, and you all be saying too, as a true believer in Christ, you are saying, have a testimony that God transformed my life through the power of God. Amen? Through the power of God. This woman came with the Son of the living God. This woman came face to face with her Messiah. This woman came face to face with the Son of the living God. Amen? She didn't know at the time, but she found it later on. She went like a witness like no other. He changed her life, transformed her life, the Savior of the world. Amen. The bread of life, the true light of this world, the true Messiah, amen, Jesus the Christ, the Son, the living God. She had a transformed mind when she met the Savior, amen, in that well, like no other. She changed so much, she was never the same, praise God. There is a change about this woman as she met Jesus. That encounter, she was never the same. What happened? I'm glad you asked. What happened? The fact that she witnesses to others is an evidence of her faith. When she left Jesus, she went out to the city to the men. Really, you know, there's another issue called lifestyle, reputation, but she went to the men. Instead, she went to the men and let them know what was going on, what had taken place that day. Isn't this the Messiah? Isn't this the one that was spoken of in the Word of God, in the Old Testament, the Word of God? Isn't this the one spoken of in the Scripture, the man of God, the prophet? People know where this comes. People know when they come before a prophet, the man, woman, or God, they know when that happens. So your spirit bear witness to the truth. Your spirit, man, bear witness to the truth every time. So she went out, she witnessed it to, for the things of God. They came back later on. She brought some of the town people back. You see Jesus. Amen? And it's in chapter 4 that brought some of the town people back. So understand that her witness to others is the evidence of her faith. So what are your evidence of faith today? Do you witness to others? Do you share the word of God? Do you witness to others about the goodness of God in your life? By sure the goodness and mercy overtake you all the days of your life, by your family, your children, your work, your business? Do you show evidence of that in what you do from day to day? I'm kind of quiet here. Do you show evidence for who you are as a child of the Most High God among your peers, among people around you, among people in your school, your classroom, wherever you are in this day and time, more among the marketplace, among your individual peers? Do you let them know that you are a child of God? You didn't throw in a closet, in a bushel, in a tent somewhere. Do you let them know who you are, not shame of it, more than just putting a cross on. A lot of people wear crosses all the time. But God looks upon the heart. Man looks on outer appearance. God looks upon the heart. What's your heart look like? Amen. What do your heart look like on today? Praise God. I come, faith work about love. I come about love. Amen. Come see a man. Come see a man, she said. And she said, give me this water. Give me this water. In chapter John chapter 4, verse 8 through 14. Say, give me this water, Jesus. Give me this water. She knew he was a Hebrew. She knew he was an Israelite. She knew this already. But she said, they had no dealing with the Samaritan. So why are you talking to me? What's going on? No, you're not going to communicate, talk to each other. You can't do no FaceTime here, Jesus. You can't be doing this. What are you talking about? John 4, verse 8 through 14. No, you can't be going on doing this from day to day. They're going to talk about it. They're going to say all kinds of things about us. You know, what are you going to say when I go back to my job? What are you going to say when I go back down in my community, in my neighborhood? They're going to talk about it. But they decided for it. Only what you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
Only what you do for Christ will last. You say, you shame for me, for me. I'm ashamed for the Father. John chapter 4, verse 8 to 14.
For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat.
Uh-huh.
Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him,
my God,
how is it that thou, uh-huh, being a Jew,
what,
asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?
Okay, now.
For the Jews have no dealings.
How much dealings?
No dealings.
No dealings.
Zero dealings. No dealings with the Samaritans.
Yes, my God.
And then Jesus answered and said, uh-huh, unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God,
my God, my God,
and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink,
my God,
thou would have asked of him,
uh-huh,
and he would have given thee,
yes,
living water.
What kind of water?
Living water.
Living water.
Amen. The woman saith unto him, sir,
uh-huh,
thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?
My God, my God.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob,
uh-huh,
which gave us the well,
yes,
and drank thereof himself and his children and,
yes,
his cattle?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto her,
uh-huh,
whosoever drinketh,
what?
Whosoever drinketh,
all right now,
of this water,
uh-huh,
shall thirst again.
All right.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, shall never thirst.
Never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him,
uh-huh,
shall be in him a well of water,
oh my God,
springing up into everlasting life.
Everlasting life. Everlasting life. You can't get this on Amazon. You can't get everlasting life on Amazon. And then anywhere else. Amen. Well, you thank God for that. Give me this water, man. What are you talking about? I'm thirsty. Give me this water. He appealed to her, to this woman. He appealed to her curiosity. He appealed to her interest. He appealed to her thirst. He said, I'm thirsty. And her attitude changed. What is going on? Who is this man? Are you thirsty on the day? Are you thirsty to have more of God in your life? Are you thirsty to let Christ be your lordship of your life? Are you thirsty on this day to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus? Are you thirsty today to walk by faith and not by sight? Are you thirsty today? Amen. My grandpa used to have a well. The water was good, though. It was nice and cold. It was good. It never make us sick, though. But that's the water Jesus is talking about. You know, in this world, we got a lot of natural water we have in this world. Amen. There's nine different types of regular drinking water we have. One type is tap. I won't drink that. You know, you have to. Number two, mineral. Number three, spring, a glacier. Amen. Number four, sparkling. Number five, distill. Number six, purify. Number seven is flavors. I love that flavor stuff, man. Flavor infused. Number eight, alkaline. It's good. And number nine, well. My grandpa had that well, but I'm sure that was good water, but it's cold, good, but I don't know about this day and time. But anyhow, but those are in the natural. But not all natural water is created equal. Today, there are many different types. You got to be careful. Many different types that they have to offer, amen, in the world today. They're thinking satisfaction. They're thinking your money, too, and your purse. You can get you hooked up now. They take care of that. Be a regular customer. But Jesus was speaking of that. He was speaking of that woman's desire for spiritual water. Amen. That supernatural water he's talking about. That supernatural water, that spiritual water. Amen. You know, you need no EPA or FDA approval. No, it doesn't. What he's talking about, it had no side effect, praise God, hallelujah. It approved by G-O-D, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They were approved that kind of spiritual water. Come for the power of God, not the power of man. Amen. Give me this water once. Give me this water. She was hot. She wanted that water. Are you thirsty on the day? Are you thirsty for the things of God? Are you seeing that spiritual man, a woman of God in your life? Amen. For everlasting life. Amen. According to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever, then your name is there. Your name is whosoever. Whosoever believing in him cannot perish. But shall have everlasting life. It was talking about everlasting life again. Everlasting life, praise God. Your name is there, whosoever. That's your name, whosoever. Put your name right there, whosoever. That's you. Who shall believe and have faith in that? By God's grace. God's grace sufficient. Salvation comes to God's grace. Amen. Dispensation is grace. The person or the people, whosoever are you. Amen. John 7:37-38. You're talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is both the rock from which the living water flows. Let me say that again. Got it? Verse. Jesus is both the rock from which the living water flows. Give me that verse.
John 7:37-38.
Uh-huh.
In the last day.
What kind of day?
The last day.
Uh-huh.
That great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst,
any man or woman,
let him come unto me
uh-huh.
and drink. And he that believeth on me,
yes.
as the scripture has said,
all right now.
Out of his belly,
his belly
shall flow rivers of living water.
My God. They have on their pentacle, that Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of his belly still flow river living water. That was alive and living. Supernatural water. Amen. Supernatural. This woman acknowledged man of her person and her regular thirst for that, the belief that Jesus possessed that water for her, that eternal life. Amen. She was excited about that thing. She said, I haven't heard no man like this man. Amen. That was on the boat. What kind of man is this? They can make the wind, the waves to cease. Same God, same Jesus, same Son of God, same one, the same one. Amen. Her desire to drink from that healing stream of life, from the water that Jesus said, are you thirsty on today? Come see a man. Are you thirsty on today? Amen. Thirsty enough to go and see what Jesus has for you in your life, in your and what you do, what you say. Are you thirsty on the day? Do you have a strong desire to obey the word of God on today? Amen? Are you thirsty on the day? Are you thirsty for that living water? Amen. Praise God for the living water. Be thirsty on the night, saint. Be thirsty on today. Amen? Be thirsty for the things of God. Be thirsty to do what God called you to do. Amen? Be obedient to your word. Amen? Be obedient to what God desired for you to do. To your glory and to your praise. Amen. Be thirsty on today. You thank God for God that. Next point of power is hook up with John chapter 4, verse 21-26. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You thank God for that. The first one that I had was John chapter 4, verse 21-26. Amen.
4,
mm-hmm.
21.
Yes.
Amen. John 4, 20, verse 21 through 26 says, Jesus said unto her, still talking with that woman, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Yet ye worship, ye know not what. What we know, we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
All right, thank you. First point of power was transform life, transform my life through the power of God. Second point of power was give me just water. The third point of power is, amen, he taught me the value of true worship. Tell me the value of true worship. Amen. Tell me the value of true worship. Being a true worshiper will transform your life as well. The Father in the Spirit, to worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, amen, is seeking such to worship him. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all man unto me, all mankind unto me. But God seeking those to worship him in spirit and truth. Do what Jesus told this woman. He tells us the same thing today. Seeking those, seeking such, and to worship him. Amen. Are you a true worshiper on today? Are you a true worshiper on today? Amen. We worship the things of God. We worship God in spirit and in truth. God is the Spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Must. So are you a true worshiper today? True worship involves the heart. It involves the heart. Jesus out of the heart. It's so just not because it comes out of the heart. True worship to God is out of the heart. Not outward appearance, but inward. Amen. Inside out. Greater he's on inside than he's on outside. The Holy Spirit comes abide on inside. Not a building. It's, you know, building used for certain things. It's not a building. It's not a denomination. Or a country or a flag. Determine that factor. Amen. A true worshiper, the value of a true worshiper, let's go to Romans chapter 12. You see that before. Romans chapter 12, Romans. Some of a true worshiper. It's certain in our life, in who we are as a child of the Most High God. It's certain we care about ourselves. It's certain way that we, how we are in the things of God. And it's important to who we are. And what God is saying to God. Amen. You go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Go to 3.
Yes.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you,
I'll speak to you,
not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think,
yes,
but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Every man. God will give you faith to believe. My God.
Yes.
Oh, great God. Amen. A true worshiper, the value of a true worshiper. Amen. Element of true worshiper. Motivation to worship. The mercy of God are everything he had given to us through Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't deserve it, because Christ paid the price. He paid it all. Amen. Where we yet sinners in Christ, according to Romans 5, where we yet sinners,
God demonstrated his love for us. Why he sent through his son, through the blood of Jesus, through the word of God. He demonstrated that to us. Through the power of God, power of his word. But he's been born through virgin birth. Amen. Through marriage, virgin birth. Isaiah chapter 9. It was done on the secret. It was done out in the open, praise God. It was done out in the open, according to the word of God. For the element of true worship and motivation to worship, because of the mercy of God in our lives, a grace and mercy for everything we've given to us, we don't deserve, but to thank God for his grace, thank God for his dispensation of his divine grace, praise God, hallelujah. Thank God for that. In Christ Jesus, we have eternal love in God, through Jesus Christ, eternal grace, the Holy Spirit, everlasting peace. We have everlasting joy, saving faith, praise God, from our comforter, the Holy Spirit. We have strength for the journey. God gives us strength for the journey and strength each and every day. He gives us wisdom. We ask for the wisdom of God. He gives us hope beyond compare. He gives the fruit of the Spirit, amen, to the godly characteristics we need in our life from day to day. The eternal life they working up through Christ Jesus. Forgiveness. Oh, Lord, we need forgiveness on the day. Forgiveness. Restoration in our life. Amen. Reconciliation. Justification through Christ Jesus. Amen. Sanctification. Freedom. Not just sin. Freedom to abide in Christ. Amen. To have a man of Christ to walk, to have a walk of faith. Amen. To have freedom in him. To have intercession for the things of God. Amen. To intercede for the brothers and sisters, for the people of God. And much, much more. Amen. The knowledge of your understanding in these spiritual gifts motivate us to put forth in the things of God and to be a blessing to the kingdom, to help to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. And our praise and our thanksgiving and our worship and our word of faith and who we are as a child of Most High God and how we walk from day to day, being able to live a sacrifice, live a holy life. Amen. Know who you are in Christ. Know your true identity in Christ Jesus. God, to God be all the glory. Not for you, but to God be all the glory. Amen. He will give us a renewed mind daily. Amen. Take on our daily bread, read and study word. Amen. Take on our daily walk by faith. Amen. Put on keep on the whole armor of God. To put on, you never tell to take it off. You keep on all the time. Amen. The whole full armor of God, complete armor of God, stand against the wiles of the enemy, study the word. Be a student of the word. Tell the word of God. Share the word. Live the word. Be the word. Amen? That's what you need to do. But God keeps you strong and mighty in the things of God and have the mind of Christ each and every day. Amen? So people look at you and they know who you are because how you carry yourself. Have grace for the hearer. Amen? Speak from the heart for the things that God called you to do and commanded you to do. Keep your consignment going strong in the things of God. Do what he called you and commanded you to do. Amen? A true worshiper. A doer of the word. He's a doer of the word. Amen. Not on himself or herself, but the doer of the word. Because God desired in us, in you. The highest form of praise and worship is obedience. So I would say hallelujah. That's another high praise. But the highest form of praise and worship is obedience to him and to his divine word. Amen. Obedience, bells, and sacrifice to the things of God, to the word of God. Say it again. The highest form of praise and worship is obedience to him and his divine word. Worship is to glorify and to exalt God, not yourself, but as a child of Most High God, we edify and lift ourselves up. Yes, we do. But that mainly for the worship unto Almighty God, not your thing, not your Allah, not your other stuff. For to Almighty God himself, Yahweh, Elohim, amen, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, to him, Almighty God, amen. It's to him, amen. It's to him, not to us, to show our loyalty and admiration for the things of our Heavenly Father, amen. Do you not know that you are the body and the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you as a born-again believer, a child of Most High God? You know, you are the temple of the Most High God. Amen. Don't mess that up. You have received that from God, not from man. You are a child of the living God. Know who you are in Christ. Amen. Know who you are. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. You belong to Christ. You belong to God. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body and your mind. Renew your mind and your spirit. Honor God with your body. Amen. And allow for Jesus to be the author, and he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We believe and trust in him. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forever. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, neither there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, the word of God, none other name under heaven, under earth, anywhere else, given among men where we must be saved. But through the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, come, see, Son of Man, Son of God, see cornerstone, come and see a man. Come and see a man. And that woman, she was transformed. She was not the same. See, that we are transformed by the power of God in our life, by his Holy Word, his Holy Spirit. Trust in him, walk with him, understand who he is, trust in God, obey his word. He will never leave you, never forsake you. We thank God for his word today. We thank God for himself strong and mighty in our life and what we do and what we say. Trust in his word, live his word from day to day. Walk by faith.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the man of God for sharing in that powerful word. Come. It gives a clarion call, a command. Come and see a man. Oh, that's a powerful statement. It's a powerful call. Come and see a man. Come and see a man. And he had 3 points of power tonight. He said, come and see a man, the woman said, who transformed my life through the power of the living God. Can you say that about your life tonight? Can you say, any time that we come, and the presence of Almighty God and the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we don't leave the same. We don't leave the same. And this woman had an encounter. She wasn't even a she wasn't even a Christian. She wasn't even a Jew, but she was a Samaritan. But nevertheless, when she came and encountered the Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, she didn't leave the same. As a matter of fact, he transformed her life, and she got a chance to taste of the living water, a water that was so much better than what she could gather from her father's well. And then the man of God says, come and see a man, because he taught me the value of being a true worshiper. Are you a true worshiper tonight? The man of God said the true worshiper, you have to have a heart for the things of God. He has had to come and transform your heart in order to be a true worshiper of God. And I loved it when he said that the highest praise and worship is obedience to God. Oh, it's nothing like obedience to God. It's not just good enough to know his word and hear his word, but you got to obey his word. Praise God. Come, see a man. Oh, yes, there's no other, hallelujah, man that has ever walked this earth like Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Come and see a man when you encounter him. It's just like the word of God, the elders used to say, it's just like fire set up in your bones. You got to run and tell that. You got to tell somebody. Oh, yes, you do. Well, we're going to give our audience an opportunity to share in this word. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad if you'd like to share in tonight's discussion. Come and see a man. Come and see a man. Has he transformed your life? Has Jesus Christ transformed your life? Have you had an encounter with him that changed your life? Have you had an encounter with him that makes you want to run and tell that and tell somebody? Tell somebody about that which has occurred in your life. Come and see a man. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there one that doesn't mind sharing, that doesn't mind telling of the good news in their life, like that Samaritan woman that had to run forth and go and tell that? Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. We give God all the glory. I will tell you that, yes, as an encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is none like him, none like him. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 3258. Come and see a man. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, please. God.
To God be the glory. I enjoy the man of God, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, for
Amen.
Such a word like this tonight. I want to say thank
Amen.
You for this powerful word. I was writing down so much, so many things he said, and it almost
yes.
give us a self-examination for where the word of God has been given to us tonight. He was saying also that we are witnesses, and do we see the evidence of Christ in our life? And I was just so interested the way he got the nine types of water and the three points of power,
Amen.
Letting us know that there are so many imitations out here. That is, there is only one Son of God, Jesus Christ, and we got to recognize who we are and make sure that living water is within. I just enjoyed the word of God tonight. I pray for Pastor Jasper Whitehurst and also for his wife, Pastor Constance. Y'all run
Amen.
On, like the old folks said, and do what God has called y'all
Amen.
To do. And I want to say thank you, and to God be the glory for what word you have given us on this podcast. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Green. Praise
Amen.
God. We thank God for you, and thank God for those words of encouragement.
Amen.
Yes, to God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Then next caller 0400. Caller 0400. Praise God. Go right ahead, please.
Yes. Good afternoon. This is Mother Pat Gallo. I'm listening,
yes,
and I was right. I was writing my little notes, but one thing I paid emphasis to. When he was talking about the Samaritan and Jesus, they were like enemies, okay? But Jesus seemed that she had a need in her life.
Yes.
And so when he asked her to get him some water, that was his nap, but she didn't realize. She ran into her spiritual need, that living water that he gave to her, so that she wouldn't even have to thirst for the natural, in a sense, but she can have the living water. And Jesus was that living water to transform her life. Isn't it like we were before we got saved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were, they say, if you're not, if God is not your father, then the devil is your father. So that means Jesus and the devil are enemies, right? So we were
That's
the
right.
enemies until we got the living water, until we met Jesus, and he gave us that life, that living water, so that we don't have to thirst for the things of the world. We could be fulfilled with him in every aspect of our life. That was a good word, Pastor Jasper, and I enjoyed it. And I just keep, I think about everything, like Trista just said. There's so many counterfeits out there.
Yes.
But when you come in, and when you come into, he give you that spiritual insight, oh, mm-hmm. no, I don't think I'll go with this or that, because he'll let you know this is not a me. So he fills you in. He fills you up to be able to give you that discernment, to be able to be those worshipers of Christ Jesus, be those ambassadors of Christ, what he called us to be. So that, other words, like they say, you say the mouth full, brother. It was good. It was good. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Pat, as well, for those powerful comments, and those words of encouragement. We thank both you and Elder Green tonight. We have right at about 4 more minutes left in the broadcast, and we don't want to end it without giving the opportunity for, if anyone is on the line tonight and you don't know, just as a Samaritan woman, if you don't know this man and his name is Jesus Christ, oh, yes, there's not another that has ever been or will ever be like him. If you don't know him as Lord and Savior of your life, we'd like to introduce you to him tonight. All you got to do, according to Romans 10:9-10, is just say and pray the prayer, forgiveness of repentance, and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth and that you lived, that you died, and that you were resurrected for my sins, that you sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now, interceding for me. Come into my life, and I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life for the rest of my life. It's just that simple, my brother, my sister. And if you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. We welcome you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God says that the angels of heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. So we thank God. And if you did, reach out to us and let us know. Well, we're going to go ahead at this time, praise God, as we shared tonight, thanking God for you tuning in. Go forth and have an awesome week. Go forth and let someone know in this dying world that there is a living Savior, and his name is Jesus. We give God all the praise. We love you, and have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful week. God bless.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
To our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.